Okay. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, as-salatu was-salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, everybody. Alhamdulillah, welcome home, welcome to Roots. Welcome back from our small little hiatus, our Eid break. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, everyone was able to enjoy some well-earned time with the family, some good food, inshallah. Obviously, that Eid obviously has as a part of its culture, but more importantly than not, some good, well-earned rest and a small break, inshallah. So we missed having folks at Roots for the past week, so alhamdulillah, we're back in full force now, ready to hit the ground running with our weekly programs and our opportunities that we have for our community. And so inshallah, we're starting tonight with Soul Food, where we're going to engage in a conversation that is extremely, extremely important. And as we talk about today, you all will realize, inshallah, that it is something that is sometimes overlooked and written off as just very simple and easy. But the conundrum with things that seem simple and easy is that those things are often neglected. Those things are often overlooked. Those things are often dismissed. And today's conversation revolving around the topic that we're going to be speaking about is all about this, which is the topic of dhikr, the idea of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the kind of awareness, the mindfulness that we have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to share a narration with everybody that I want everyone to kind of get their mind in the right gear when we're starting to talk about this amazing, amazing topic. And it is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he shared with us, and it involves his friends, companions, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar radiallahu an. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one time, a man came up to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, "Ayyuhal jihadi a'azamu ajran." So he said, like, what type of like striving or struggle is the best in terms of the yield of reward that you get from it? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he responds, قَالَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلَّهِ تَبَارَكَ تَعَالَى ذِكْرًا. So he says that the best type of personal struggle, or you know, what's often misquoted as jihad, is in fact the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who remembers Allah ta'ala in everything that they do. And he says, قَالَ فَأَيُّ صَائِمِينَ أَعَظَمُ أَجْرًا. And he goes, all right, so who is the best person, who are the best people, or who are the people who fast that yield the most reward? And the Prophet ﷺ, he says, قَالَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى ذِكْرًا. The one who, while they're fasting, they remember Allah. And then it says, ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ لَنَا صَلَاتَ وَالزَّكَى وَالْحَجْ وَالصَّدَقَتَهُ كُلُّ ذَلِكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى ذِكْرًا. And so this man kept asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, okay, Ya Rasulullah, after a person who's fasting remembers Allah, then who's the next after them that's the greatest and yields the most reward? What about prayer? What about, you know, zakah? What about sadaqah? What about all these different things? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on responding to this man, the best yield of reward of all of those different categories is أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى ذِكْرًا. Whoever amongst those people remember Allah Ta'ala the most. And so Abu Bakr, he overheard this. And him and Umar, I want you guys to imagine like two people having a conversation about what a third party is saying. So Abu Bakr and Umar are like hearing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam respond to this man's questions. And so Abu Bakr, he leans over to Umar, فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرِ لِعُمَرِ. So he says to Umar, he says, يَا أَبَ الْحَفْصِ ذَهَبَ ذَاكِرُونَ بِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ. He goes, man, it seems like the people who are a dhakirun, the people who remember Allah, are like stealing everyone's rewards. Like the people, the remembrance of Allah are just taking all the rewards. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَجَلْ. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he leans towards him, he goes, yeah, you're right. So, really incredible narration, right, that teaches us a few different things. That dhikr is not just one individual act, right? It's not just one piece of memorization that all of us, you know, remember. Dhikr is more along the lines of a mindset. Because this man, you remember, kept on asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, who is the best that fasts? Who is the best that prays? Who is the best that gives zakat? Who is the best that gives charity? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every single time he would say, "Aktharuhum lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala dhikra." He kept on saying, any of those people who remember Allah. And it proves a couple of different really important points. One of which is that not all deeds are the same. There are a lot of performative things that people do. A lot of people pray. A lot of people fast. A lot of people, give charity. A lot of people do righteous deeds. But the Prophet ﷺ is reminding us that along with these exterior actions, the internal must match up in order for that deed to be holistic. You never want your spiritual outward deeds to be missing something. Because if it's missing something, that means you're not going to yield the most reward from it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that a person who prays and just prays without Allah in mind, they're not retaining any spiritual benefit. A person who fasts and fasts without Allah in mind, they're not retaining any sort of spiritual benefit. But a person who does do those things coupled with the remembrance of Allah, now they're on like a whole different level, to the point where Abu Bakr, he said, it seems like those people are like running away with everyone's good deeds. And obviously deeds, as we know, the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited. That the reward of Allah, the ajr of Allah is completely unlimited because Allah is unlimited. But if it were to have a limit, the people who remember Allah through all of their deeds, they are the ones that would absolutely take home the first place prize. And that is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. So we're inshallah going to engage in a little bit of, you know, conversation with each other. If you guys kind of see up on the screen, dhikr has a lot to do with flexibility. Not every, subhanAllah, it's thundering outside. It's a mercy from Allah, alhamdulillah. Dhikr has a lot to do with flexibility, with the blessing that it's not like a rigid type of act of worship. There's a lot of flexibility within dhikr. And dhikr sometimes actually is done by people when they are in a state that they don't even feel like, oh, I can pray right now, or I can read Quran right now. So dhikr is something that is done in a time and in a place where people sometimes are, you know, even laying down or sitting down, and they may not even have wudu. And so that proves to us in our religion, there are almost two categories of worship. One category of worship, which is more formalized, like prayer, you have to have wudu before you pray, you have to have wudu before you read Quran, you have to have, you know, you have to be in an ihram state before you perform hajj and umrah. But there's also this whole different category in our religion where it's almost informal acts of worship, right? So the question up on the screen, it reads, has there been a moment in your life in which you remembered Allah outside of the formal and established forms of worship? Has there been a moment where you were just doing something casual and you just remembered Allah at that moment? And you almost like surprised yourself. You're like, wait a second, I didn't think that I was going to think about Allah right here. But it doesn't seem like it's a religious moment for me. But you'd be surprised. And you may sometimes surprise yourself by realizing and appreciating moments of dhikr when you completely would not think that that was a moment of remembrance. So I'm going to give everybody about 30 to 40 seconds. I want you guys to talk to the person next to you. Or, you know, let's go in a minute. I'll give you a minute to talk to the person next to you. And I want you guys to discuss a time in your life where you actually surprised yourself by realizing that maybe I didn't realize that I actually thought about Allah this much. But subhanAllah, look at your natural state. Everyone's natural state sometimes takes them back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a moment where you wouldn't think about it. So inshallah, I'm going to let you guys talk for a minute, and then we're inshallah going to share together as a community. Go ahead, Mr. Lan, talk. All right, inshallah. It's a lot of good conversation going on in here. I can just feel it, alhamdulillah. All right, who would like to share a moment of surprise in their own life where they, alhamdulillah, realized a moment of dhikr in their life that they never, you know, thought would be possible? Anyone? Anyone want to share? Bismillah, go for it. SubhanAllah. Before an exam, everyone's like, yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely, right? Before a big test or an exam, even if you don't know what to say, right? You're like, Ya Allah, please allow me not to fail. That's all I got today. Inshallah, anything but that would be acceptable. Or a moment of remembrance, right? Very good. Anybody else? A moment that surprised them that they remembered Allah. Anyone? Want to share? This has to be outside of like salah and stuff like that. When was the moment? Go ahead. SubhanAllah, right? Very good. A lot of us are looking outside right now. You're like, oh my gosh, I got to do so much dhikr on the way home. Alhamdulillah, right? So very good. She mentioned that there's a moment of maybe a little bit of anxiety or fear. And at that moment, I mean, how many of y'all, this is so, that resonated with me a lot, right? How many of us sometimes, like when you feel anxious, because you don't know what else to do, but you're like, man, listening to music just can't be good right now. I got to like turn my Spotify off and like start being like, Allah, Allah, like something, right? Something that kind of helped that spiritual boost. So very, very good, mashallah. Anybody else want to share a moment that they surprised themselves with their own dhikr at times? Anybody? Anybody have a moment? Yes, go ahead. The guy next to you is like, who's Allah, right? Oh, very good, right? You're about to max out, right? You feel like your elbows are about to cave in. Ya Allah, like, just get you over that. Mashallah, no, that's beautiful, right? That's beautiful. I mean, you know, sometimes, man, one of my friends said this to me one time. We were out on like a camp, like a retreat, and we were hiking, and there was no significant, like, you know, religious halaqa, you know, during the hike. It was almost like a workout in the morning after Fajr Salah. Everybody would appreciate, you know, being out in the open and nature and all that. And I remember there was a person next to me that was really, really engaging in a lot of dhikr. And so everybody else was kind of like talking to their friends, hiking up, trying to catch their breath. You know, they're like ugly, like heaving, breathing while they're talking to their friends. It's never pretty. But we noticed this one person next to us, they kept on saying like, SubhanAllah, 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 Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. And we just kind of thought that like, oh, this guy's just like super, super in sync with his like remembrance of Allah. And so one of my friends was like a very like, you know, he's like a open, you know, book. And so he asked this brother, he goes, hey, can I ask you a question? And I was like, oh God, please don't say anything dumb. And so he asked this guy, he goes, why are you doing this so like almost aggressively right now? Like, why are you being so heavy on your dhikr right now? And you know what he said? And it blew my mind. He said, you never know if these trees heard the name of Allah before. You never know if these rocks ever heard the name of Allah before. So what Tabish was kind of mentioning kind of jogged my memory, like doing dhikr inside of a gym. Like, who knows, man? That gym may have never heard of the name Allah ever in its existence. But subhanAllah, because of him, possibly, he introduced a little bit of barakah into like 24-hour fitness. Allahu Adam. Who knows, right? This is something that's very valuable in our religion. It's something that's very, very quality heavy in our religion. So very, very good. Anybody else have a moment in which dhikr almost surprised? Yeah, go ahead. What do you mean? Elaborate a little bit. Yeah. Yes. Yes. In a moment of conflict, in a moment where, you know, it may not be like a, you know, clearly religious act, but even saying that, hey, it's okay, I forgive you, can be a minute in which Allah Ta'ala is extremely proud of you, right? And maybe it's besides your own personal like willpower to forgive that person, because you know that Allah Ta'ala would be pleased with it, so you do it. So that moment of dhikr, that moment of remembering Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, transcends your own personal willpower and logic, right? How many of us, this is very beautiful, how many of us have ever forgiven somebody because you just know that Allah would be happy with you if you did? You're still not over it. But you did it because of Allah. So it's such an amazing thing, right? So there's this incredible hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that was narrated by a man by the name of Abdullah ibn Busra. He's from Busra, from this area in Syria. And so he said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, right? This man, he said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, the laws of this religion are becoming too much for me. I mean, how many of us we kind of vibe with that. We're like, man, that's a lot of like to-dos and not to-dos in Islam, right? It's getting difficult. I don't even know if I'm a good Muslim, right? So this man was very honest with the Prophet ﷺ. And I want you guys to imagine the type of relationship that people must have had with him, alayhi salatu wasalam. Like, we're scared of going up to our parents to tell us that Islam is sometimes a lot for us. Imagine going up to the Prophet himself and saying, Ya Rasulullah, Islam is like challenging me a little bit, right? Like, it's hard for me. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. I think, you know, when a person is willing to admit that something is difficult for them, they're actually admitting that they care about it. That's why I tell a lot of older people who have children that kind of, you know, say, oh, you know, my kid's not praying, my kid's not doing this and that, but they're telling me about it. I said, that's a great thing, by the way. Don't just be disheartened because they find it difficult to pray. Be glad that they're telling you it's difficult to pray. I mean, how many, would you rather have a person who could care less about it and never talks about it? Or would you rather have a person who says to you, hey, listen, I'm struggling with this. There's a part of them that wants to get better. So Abdullah ibn Busr, he goes to the Prophet ﷺ.